Well, we've come to that time here at the Saturday Light Brigade where we feature artists, adults who have a lot to share, and you're going to get a chance to meet Lindsay Libro throughout this hour. We'll talk about some of the upcoming events that she has, as well as her music. But we're going to start with a song. Here is Lindsay Libro.
You started a war that you can't win. Arrogance will kill you in the end. You know you met your match, babe. That's why it hurts to face it. You're shooting with a pistol. I've got nuclear weapons. I've never been a fighter, but when it comes to you, I'll throw you in the fire just to see what you do. And oh, I'm punching down, but it's fine cause I'm punching you. You pretend to be a lover sneaking into my head, but best believe I've got a bat right next to my bed. Oh, this is the way it ends. Lovers to fighters to friends? Maybe. Probably not. Heard you're talking to a dozen girls. Songs that make you wanna end the world. You know you've met your match, babe. That's why I'm on your playlist. Shooting for a hit now. Got my secret weapon. I've never been a fighter, but when it comes to you, cause I'm punching you. You pretend to be a lover sneaking into my head, but best believe I've got a bat right next to my bed. It's bitter, so sorry, and I'm sorry for how this ends. Lovers to fighters to friends? You know, I don't think he really likes me that much. Probably cause I writing all these songs about him? You claim it wasn't personal. My damage is collateral. You're hurting, so I take the fall. Never wanted this at all. You're living furthest back and forth. I'm a sadist right down to my core. Lovers to fighters to friends? Lovers to fighters to friends. Maybe we could just be friends, right? I don't think that it's possible. I don't think that it's possible. Lovers to never again.
Lindsay Libro, and what a fascinating song. That song is at once angry and funny and kind of engaging. It's cynical. It's got a lot mixed up, at least not to be judgy, but I'm hearing all of those things. How long has that been in your repertoire? When did you write that?
Yeah, I guess I wrote this song. Gosh, when did I write it? I wrote this song probably the beginning of my junior year of college. So for almost about 2 years, I've been singing it. So
yeah, it's really, as I said, it's well done and it's very intricate.
Thank you.
Was it? I know it's hard to talk about processes, and they're all different. But that one, I'm really curious. Did you kind of know what you wanted to do with that, or how did? I don't need to know backstories or anything, but how did the composition for that go?
Yeah, this song was really fun in the way that it just kind of pieced itself together. I remember just kind of sitting in the corner of my room and grabbing my guitar, and I just started writing this. And I kind of, I think subconsciously I wanted it to be kind of like almost sort of pulling from like nursery rhymes and just kind of making light of the fact of how childish a certain situation was. So I was kind of drawing inspiration from that and just kind of creating the story from there, and it just somehow magically came together.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that helps it just explains, as I mentioned, kind of the whimsical, I mean, lovers to fighters to friends. That's a challenge.
Certainly.
Many people.
And unsuccessful.
Yeah. It is. No matter what direction you're going in along that cycle. And the punching down. What's the name of the song, by the way?
It's called Lovers to Fighters to Friends.
Okay. The punching down lyric caught my attention, because at first you're thinking, oh, that's a horrible thing to do. But when you're doing it to somebody who wronged you, it's a little
right?
different.
It's like, well, yeah, it's kind of owned.
Yeah, it's as you listen, it's just engaging. Where did you go to college?
I went to school at Belmont University in Nashville.
Thank you for telling me in Nashville, because I don't think I would have known that.
Yeah,
were you there for music? Or?
Yeah, I got a degree in commercial voice with a songwriting emphasis, which is just kind of like the well-rounded singer-songwriter degree is the best way I can describe it.
And were you raised in Pittsburgh?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I was raised in the North Hills.
And then off to Nashville. That had to be something. Well, what was it like to live in Nashville? And did you come back right after graduating, or mm-hmm. did you stay for a while?
Yeah, so I actually just graduated like last Saturday.
Oh, jeez. Congratulations.
thank you. So I just came back just trying to make my rounds for the summer and then head back to Nashville. But going that far away for school was really challenging at times, but I think there is so much that I gained from it also that I wouldn't trade for the world. You know, I've met so many friends there, and just being around so many creative people who have the same music bug that I do, and the collaboration and community there is something that is unlike anything that I could find here. You know, when I was in high school, it was hard to sort of find a community of people that really resonated with what I wanted to do, which was be a singer-songwriter. But it's like you go to Nashville and you talk to the first person you see and they're like, oh, I'm a songwriter. And so it's it felt really nice to finally meet people who had that same ambition as me.
That same spark. And you're going to live, you're here probably to visit with your family, but are you going to make your home in Nashville initially at least?
Yeah, I think so. I just moved down to a house with my couple of my friends. So we've kind of settled in the last month of school. But I always plan on coming back to Pittsburgh. I mean, this place will always be my home. And I think that's something that I'll never find in Nashville. So it's always good to have a safe place to come back to.
You know, I haven't. I've been to Nashville exactly once, and I did not spend that much time there. And I certainly don't have the perspective of living there. Are there a lot of Nashville natives, or do you think it's mostly people, from your perspective, that have moved to Nashville from other places?
That's a great question. I mean, I was kind of stuck in the college bubble, and most of the people that I knew were from out of town. Some people were from pretty far away across the country. A lot of people were around in other areas of the South. But honestly, I feel like there's definitely a mix of people coming from all over, people who've lived there their whole lives. So it's just kind of a great place with a lot of people.
And I suspect a lot of opportunities to play. Mm-hmm. Much busking in Nashville.
Yeah, the big thing is like people playing in bars on Broadway, which isn't necessarily my scene, not too into the country music thing, but if you give me a mic and you want to hear some fun pop music, that's my job.
What about for your kind of music? Are there enough venues or opportunities?
There are certainly pockets of Nashville that are really starting to grow that have honed into the pop community and other genres besides the main dominating country genre down there. So it's kind of exciting to see just how it's growing down there and how it's just as it's a music city for a reason. It's not just country, and I think that's important for people to know that it's more than just cowboy hats and cowboy boots and down on Broadway. There's a lot more to Nashville than that.
Yeah, I mean, the Grand Old Opry has lots of bluegrass, mm-hmm. and more traditional Americana and folk music. I think of a lot of different genres with Nashville. I don't think of country as much, in fact, but of course there is a lot of country. Lindsay Libro is who you hear right now. You can get to Lindsay's website at Lindsay Libro. That's LIEBRO. Here's the mnemonic, but you've never thought about this. It's like lie, LIE, followed by bro. Lie, bro. Lindsay, LIEBRO. Maybe it's a good mnemonic. You've got a few gigs in May, and some of these venues I don't know, so I'm going to ask for your help. May 21st at Wheelfish?
Yeah. Wheelfish is a restaurant. I guess it's sort of in the North Hills. I'm honestly not great about areas, but if you search up Wheelfish, it'll show you where it's.
There you go. And then Millie's on May
22nd? Yeah. That is the Millie's in Shadyside. I think so. Yeah,
okay.
Shadyside.
That's the ice place?
Italian
ice place.
Yes.
And then May 29th at the St. Ursula Festival. I suspect if you go to Lindsay's website, you'll be able to get more information. When Lindsay plays her next song, I'm going to, with your permission, shoot a quick little video and put it up on social media so you can get a sense of hearing her, maybe help you remember. I'll put her website up there too. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play my song Astrology.
I don't know anything, but I know star signs. You're a Taurus sun like every guy that I've liked in the past 4 years. I am a Leo, fierce like a lion. Most days I feel like it's prey. Guess that's just being a woman. I'd like to be taller so I can look down on men. Good thing he was shorter. Anything, I could be sunshine, golden, powerful, saving my daylight for someone who sees through the same eyes. I'd like to be brighter so I can burn holes through your heart. Admit that it's harder. Being me is a modern art. And now that I'm older, I see just how the stars see you and me. I never really knew you, but I know. Blasphemy, you ruined every perfect dream. Can't handle something bigger than yourself. I'd say I'd like to be smaller, but I already know how it feels. You erased all my color. Tallest heels, and now that I'm the same age you were back then, when I was just 16. I never really knew you. I guess I never knew you. I wish I never knew. Like I know astrology.
That is Lindsay Libro. I want to ask this question of you in a way that doesn't come across the wrong way. You're a great songwriter.
Thank you.
You're also a great singer. That said, and this is where it gets a little dicey, have you ever thought of pitching your songs to other performers? Because don't get me wrong, you do them just fine, but I'm hearing some of these songs thinking they could be sung by folks that are really widely known. They're that good.
Thank you. You know, I think being at school, the idea of, you know, being kind of just a songwriter and pitching your songs to people has become more of a common idea for me. And I've certainly thought about pitching certain songs. Sometimes I'll write with co-writers and it'll end up being more of their story. And so I've been on songs that other people have released, and that makes me happy to help tell their story. But I think when I write songs that are more personal and are about my own life, I feel like that's kind of my artist mission. So that's kind of the way that I've kind of navigated, you know, being a songwriter and also wanting to be an artist and just finding the perfect balance for that.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I don't think I've ever, in many, many years, have ever asked somebody that question. I think I've probably asked instrumentalists about, you know, pitching songs to movies or others, but and I mean, you're delivering these songs beautifully. I got to thinking about the last two songs, and it made me think not so much style necessarily, but just in terms of their truth and provocativeness, it made me think of some of Carole King's early work. And I'm thinking, man, I could see other people who don't write but who perform just doing a great job with songs like these. So that's meant to be complimentary.
I appreciate it. I mean, you have to be able to, for you to think that these songs could be pitched, it must, the songs must be all right.
Did they, when you were at Belmont, did they talk a lot about the business of music?
They certainly did in my songwriting classes, just about, you know, working with companies and following like a pitch brief where they say, we need a song for this commercial. It has to be this style with this type of feel. So it was interesting to kind of write songs that way with kind of like an objective to them. But I've always gotten the most joy out of writing stories about people's lives in my own life.
Yeah, I think it's good that they teach you about that. What about in terms of protecting your own work, or at least making sure your work is heard? Did they get into, you know, BMI, ASCAP, all of that stuff? And
yeah, they, I feel like they definitely touched on it. The classes I was taking were more focused on like the craft of writing the song. But I mean, I've been signed to BMI and they've been collecting royalties for my music since I was in high school. So
oh, that's great.
I felt like going into college, I had, I felt like I was at an advantage to have kind of already gotten some experience before being thrown into the music world in Nashville.
If you're just joining us, Lindsay Libro is who you're hearing. She's originally from the North Hills. She just graduated from Belmont School in Nashville, college in Nashville, and is back in Pittsburgh. I can't believe you graduated that recently. That had to be exciting. It's
definitely
a time now to be, hopefully, to be able to relax a little bit after long, hard years.
Certainly.
although I bet they were enjoyable.
Yeah. This last year has definitely been, it threw me for a loop, but I'm glad that we made it through.
What was the hardest part of this last year, do you think?
I think just trying to balance everything in my personal life and still managing school and working on my music, it's a lot to be doing everything all at once. So it's really nice to kind of have the school aspect off my plate for good.
Yeah, yeah. It's there are a few things in life that you can kind of say, okay, this is done, you know, rather than having it linger in one way or another. Lindsay has two more songs to do, I believe. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, this next song is called The Seamstress. Let's make sure we're in tune.
Tuning is always good. It's encouraged. Lindsay's mom is here somewhere. Patty, there she is.
Blood on your hands that you couldn't wash clean. There were tears in your eyes, so I brought you inside, unaware and naive. I was tending to your wounds by the kitchenette. You were smiling. Starts with a drive, and you're grazing my hand like you didn't mean to. And I'm tangled in knots, weaving into my thoughts. I know that you feel it too, but and now you're telling me you need more time for you to mend. While you're seems, is there something wrong with my own needle and thread? Is there something wrong with me? I could be your seamstress. Me.
That's Lindsay Libro. I was looking at Lindsay's website, and I didn't get a chance to look at it until just now, and it's great.
Thank you.
Who did you do this?
I did it all by myself.
I don't mean to assume that you didn't, but you're a good artist. There's lots of hand-drawn, colorful images on this, as well as some great fashion. There's some shirts.
Thank you.
It's a very well-done website.
I got some of the designs, like the main logo and stuff, I got designed by one of my favorite artists, Valentina Zoll. I'd been following her since 2020 and discovered her on TikTok. So I was so lucky that she got to do some of the logos and the merch designs. But everything else, I did all the website stuff. So it was blood, sweat, and tears for 3 days last year making that.
It's delightful. And it doesn't look like you have any albums for sale on the website. Am I right about that?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I did an EP 2 years ago, and I was working with an independent label in Seattle, and that's how I was able to do that record. But up until about a couple months ago, they still owned the masters for those songs, so I wasn't able to sell my work and make a profit off of it. But I ended up getting an email a couple months ago from the label saying that they were granting me all of the rights back to my masters, which was really exciting and something that I wasn't really expecting that soon.
That's great.
So, yeah, I'm going to have some CDs for sale on my website soon. And
your music,
excited.
Yeah, I know it's available for streaming, but I like to urge folks. I mean, you're not artists. Don't get a lot of compensation when their music is streamed. Mm-hmm. So if you like Lindsay's music, the best way to support her is getting that album when it's released. Or there really are some very nice articles of clothing. It's neat.
Thank you.
For you to do that, including a shirt for babies, even, that I saw there. I know you've got one more song. Is there anything we haven't talked about that you wanted to mention? Or?
Yeah. So this past year, I've been working on some new songs, some of which I've been playing today. And I'm working on releasing an EP in the next couple months, hopefully. We'll see if it can come out by the end of the summer. It's been a lot of artists putting out music recently, so I'm trying not to get too lost in the music void, but I've been really working hard on these songs. I'm super proud with how they're turning out, so stay tuned for that.
Excellent. Well, look, again, it's worth a visit, lindsaylibro.com. And if you go to our Facebook page at SLB Radio, you'll find a link to Lindsay's social media as well as to that website. Thank you for being here.
Especially, thank you for having me.
This must be a busy time for you back in Pittsburgh after being in Nashville for 4 years or so. What do you want to finish up with?
Yeah, this last song is called Pretty Boy, and it's out on all streaming platforms.
Excellent. Here again, Lindsay Libro.
Pretty boy lives in the city, noise always has followed him. Pretty boy doesn't admit he's coy when he's been suffering. Pretty boy plays with this pretty toy just to feel whole again. Pretty boy makes me so dizzy, oh, and I'm just falling. I can't help it if I'm anxious. passes by, and this won't be the last time. I fall too deep into something I can middle, ruin my life to love him for a little, but never even be a choice. Stay up all night for a girl he won't be making, breaking my heart, but at least it's entertaining. Just can't afford, I'm a sucker for a pretty boy. Pretty boy acts like he's busy joyriding on ignorance. Well, I could be sitting passenger seat, baby, I'm buckled in. He tells me I'm pretty, then tells me he's pretty indifferent. Should've known he's alone, cause he's so scared of commitment. I've been running out of patience, hoping time would finally change him. 327 days, and I'm wondering how long I could stay living in this prison. Save me, but he's the only one who has the key, and I know he's not setting me free. I fall too deep into something I can middle, ruin my life just to love him for a little, giving my all just to never even be a choice. Stay up all night for a girl he won't be making, breaking my heart, but at least it's entertaining. I just can't afford, I'm a sucker for a pretty boy. I'm a sucker for a pretty boy. Pretty eyes, pretty lies, I just wanna curl up and die. He's my oxygen supply. Pretty boy, pretty annoying, anything to fill the void. Happens every time. Oh, I fall too deep into something I can middle, ruin my life just to love him for a little, give him my all just to never even be a choice. Up all night for a girl he won't be making, breaking my heart, but at least it's entertaining. He's one thing that I just can't avoid. I'm a sucker for a pretty boy. No, whoa, I'm a sucker for a pretty boy. Pretty boy, pretty boy, whoa. Pretty boy, pretty boy, whoa.
Lindsay Libro, thank you for being with us
today. Thank you so much.
LindsayLibro.com for more details.